All right, so do settle your mind and body. Try and breathe out any stale energy. A nice full sigh. Gradually let the breath fill your lungs without effort. And take that fresh breath as a focal point to settle your mind. So gradually, a breath at a time, as you shift into a kinder, gentler breath rhythm. You try to use your conscious contact with the breath to center your body and mind, reining in the distracted mind. Bring it back to rest on the breath rhythm at your heart. Breathing your gathered energy and awareness into the fatigued and clouding mind. Uplift and energize and bring it back to the breath rhythm at your heart. When you're ready, tune into the subtle energy, the subtle breath. Follow that wave of refreshment as it pulses through your body with each breath. Gradually wake up in your body, bring greater clarity and lightness until you sort of find yourself shifting a breath at a time out of the solid, separate sense of body that we normally feel. And as you sort of lighten up and clear up a breath at a time, gradually feel that you're shifting into your meditative body of light and that it's like a person-shaped bubble of breath and awareness, filling and emptying with a rainbow energy and awareness. And also feel that you're sort of not cut off, but part of the world, that you're floating in a sea of breath and awareness, like a person-shaped bubble in a sea or a wave in a sea, filling and emptying with this kind of surf of rainbow energy and awareness. So do now try and recall your vision of the world to sort of clear your inner processor. Right? So as you breathe in to this body of light, recall the mental map of the world that you've projected onto the real nature of things. Breathe it in like a film and see it sort of melt. See the universe melt into the galaxy melt into the solar system with its planets. And see the solar system melt into our planet Earth, and the Earth melt into your local space and your room. Then the room melts into your body and your map of your body, a bit at a time, melts into your mind, into the inner space of mind and subtle energy. If you like, you can see each sort of phase of your body, the layer of flesh and bones, of bodily fluids, of bodily heat and breath gases melt a bit at a time. And so your map of them all as being the way you think they are sort of dissolves as a film, and what's left is the natural state of things, which you can envision for now as a deep space of pure energy and awareness. Your body is floating like a bubble or wave in that deep space or deep sea. But it's really made of pure energy and awareness. It's really your body made of mind and energy, your subtle inner body. And you can purge the mind within that body as we've been practicing. You can purge them of the normal distortions, taints, or filters of suffering, specifically letting go of the patterns of clinging and grasping, the seeking patterns, feeling the moonlit calm that fills you like a moonlit sky. And then let go of the self-protective grasping, self-grasping or guarding patterns, and feel a sort of warming space like a twilight sky. So your mind is sort of bathed in that, float in it. Finally, let go of the reifying yourself or making yourself seem more real, more separate, more of a thing, more apart than you really are. And as you do, feel that sort of deep purging or sort of clearing shadowy spaciousness like a midnight sky. And through that, we come to our clarity, our sort of most primal, sort of pre-dawn awareness or pre-potential, our awareness before there's even the light of day. And that's the awareness, the sort of very, very subtle awareness from which we seek to regrow ourselves in the image of the healing mother. Seek to sort of embody her perfect freedom from confusion, from affliction, and her perfect embodiment of compassion and natural, spontaneous loving care and skill. So asking the universe to guide us, to provide a template or a model, imagine before you her spirit energy, her essence appears in the form of a sort of luminous, moon-like, milk-white light that's conscious. It's not just light. It's consciousness mixed with light, as light, and it sort of crystallizes or coalesces into the moon disk of her primal awareness, her prime open-mindedness or pure open-mindedness, and that's like a moon reflected in water before you, only personally seeing you, feeling you, loving you, connecting to you. Sort of take that cooling presence in, but at the same time wanting more guidance, ask for a message, for a more personal message of guidance. And, bubbling up from her moon, imagine a diamond white exclamation point, leaping up like a fish out of water, standing on the moon disk and glowing with a rainbow aura, radiating, resonating all the healing energies that she embodies. Again, wanting more of a personal encounter. Realize she senses and reads your wish and appears in that aura as the healing mother, the youthful mother seated in meditation, seated on a vast rainbow lotus and a moonlight cushion. She's seated in meditation posture. She's wearing rainbow silks, showing her freedom from any obscuration or covering. She's ornamented by the jewels of transcendent virtues. And, she has two hands, one over her right knee, palm out, is in the gesture of giving aid and protection. So she's giving protection from the terrors of our own, stress and trauma instincts, and from the all the suffering that that inflicts on us, giving aid and through all kinds of difficulties. Her left hand at her heart is palm out in teaching mode, holding the stem of a lotus of teaching that blossoms up over her left shoulder. And it sort of blossoms into three blossoms, one just a bud, one open, and one fading or passing, representing the teachings of all contemplative healing of the past, present, and future. So there she is, and actually within her, if you like, you can envision that she's lit from within, not just at the heart, but at all her vital points. So along the central channel is where her spine would be, or a little before that. Her yogic or subtle body has five complexes or centers, and there at each is a moon disc, pelvis, the navel, the heart, the throat, and the crown. And on each is an exclamation point reflecting the affirmative energy and thought at that point. And those exclamation points now are diamond at the crown, ruby at the throat, sapphire at the heart, citrine at the navel, and emerald at the pelvis. So she's lit from within by these five lights, which represent her perfect mastery and healing of her own five systems of self-bodily, self-mastery, of conceptual mastery of her conceptuality or speech, of mastery of her perception and consciousness, mastery of her sensation or raw feeling, and mastery of her emotions. So she's purified all these aspects of her being. She's glowing from those centers with a rainbow light. And she's sort of just extremely beautiful, serene, and calm to behold. She also has, distinguishing her, extra eyes in her crown and the palms of her soles and the third eye in her forehead. And the extra eyes in her soles and feet reflect her ability to see, you know, the effects and the feel sensitively all the nuances of her actions, so that her every action is an art in which, wisdom is combined with care. She embodies this wise compassion. And, you know, admiring her, we sort of mix with her, with our image of her personality or spirit of anyone we know who truly embodies this kind of healing wisdom, and then go through the bonding process of admiring her sort of purity, her freedom from stress, her perfect embodiment of self-mastery and integration and healing and vitality, longevity, fearlessness, right, and purity. She has those qualities, and we sort of really grateful to be in her presence. We offer whatever we can, the precious things we can give or imagine, our minds and bodies and lives as raw material for her way of being, to be healed, transformed in her presence by her example. We sort of aware of our limits, our illnesses, our challenges, our obstructions and blocks. We sort of ask her about them. And she sees right through them and sees to our natural potential to move through them, transform them, heal them, and has unshakable confidence in our ability to be more than our limits and our ability to heal ourselves and transform ourselves. So out of that confidence, we feel a deeper sense of self-worth, confidence, and we feel we can begin to identify with her way of being as something conceivable or accessible, something we can imagine happening and even possibly imagine emulating or embodying. And as we do, as we sort of congratulate with her, we have the courage to ask for help and begin the process of actually embodying her way of being. So specifically, we want her help in purifying and transforming our, not just, you know, our mind and body, but specifically the systems, you know, that make up our daily functioning, you know, physical systems, our speech, our conception, our perception, consciousness, our sensation, feeling, and our emotion, our motivation. So we can see those within ourselves as located at the points at our crown, throat, heart, navel, and pelvis. Only we may, within our subtle body, we may be able to imagine within our body of light the sort of the straw-like tube of our yogic subtle body, our bliss network. But the moon disks and the light syllables at each of those centers is opaque because it's tainted by poisons, toxins. So there's the white exclamation at our crown, the red at our throat, the blue at our heart, the yellow at our navel, and the green at our pelvis are not gem-like because they bear the taints of, you know, delusion or violence, aggression. They bear the taint of sort of desire or acquisitiveness, of pride, of, you know, greed or clinginess, and of envy or competitiveness. So we ask for her help purifying our mind-body systems and our nervous system of these taints, and so really becoming like her. And imagine that, thrilled to be asked, she beams from her five points the rainbow lights that come to our crown. The diamond light comes to our crown from her crown. The ruby light comes to our throat from her throat. Sapphire light comes from her heart to our heart. The citrine light comes from her navel to our navel. The emerald light comes from her pelvis to our pelvis. And they clear away the systems and the points where we can control them of the taints of those poisons, so that our exclamation at the crown becomes diamond-like, free from violence, or the exclamation at our throat becomes ruby-like, free from acquisitiveness, clinging. The exclamation in our heart becomes sapphire-like, free from pride or delusion. The exclamation at our navel becomes citrine-like, free from greed or acquisitiveness. And the exclamation at our pelvis becomes emerald-like. So they fill us with, her light fills our body with this pure gem-like light, the light of the pure intuitions, the healing intuitions that free our mind-body systems to sort of find their true genius and to work together to make us the healing mother, a being that can truly heal and mother ourselves and all those around us. So as we sort of are filled by this rainbow light, we take on some of her appearance, and we are seated in her form and a rainbow lotus and moon disc. We have her hand over right knee in the giving gesture and the hand over heart in the teaching gesture. We are wearing her silks and the gems of her virtues. And we have the seven eyes signifying our sort of omniscient intuitions guiding all of our compassionate actions or responses. And as this energy fills us and ripples out from us, it creates a kind of force field all around us that's sort of sets up a protective shield of rainbow lights. You know, white, red, you know, sort of diamond white, ruby red, sapphire blue, citrine yellow, emerald green. And there's sort of this rainbow lights in between each layer are razor-like lotuses of the same color, diamond, laser lotuses, and ruby, and sapphire, and citrine, and you know, emerald laser lotuses. And the rainbow light, even beyond the emerald lotus, sets up a ultraviolet shield. That's the outer shield. So the shields themselves filter out any negativity from the world around us. The razor-like lotuses sort of shred any noise or triggers that might poison, sort of trigger our own poisons. So we're safe within this, you know, firewall, within this shielded space. And she's within that space with us, protecting us, guiding us, and sort of goes out to the world around us so that we can see all the beings on the city, country, planet, and all the way in which they struggle with the poisons, the beings living hellish lives of violence, living addictive lives, greed and overconsumption, living fear-based lives of clinging and attachment, living overly competitive lives of envy, and living complacent lives and myopic lives of inflated pride. So in her presence, we can be purified and prepared to interact with our world, with all these beings, while maintaining and developing our sort of purity inside, our internal purity, our nervous system, and our potential. And so then ask for her help, knowing that this is just a simulation. We ask for her, you know, guidance interacting with the world, and imagine another beam of rainbow light coming from all of her five centers into our five centers, and preparing us not just to sort of purify our mind and protect our mind from the world around and all the toxic ways of beings around us, but to send out rays of caring, thoughtful intention, speech, and action from our five centers that, like a rainbow wave, soothe and help free living beings of all the struggling with all the poisons in the world out there, of the poisons that bind them. So, you know, all living beings, as that wave progresses out, you know, sort of are purified of their respective poisons, their worst poisons, and start to live healing lives and gradually become themselves healing mothers so that they can mother themselves and those around them. So the world outside is transformed, and as a ripple effect from the ends of the earth, the gratitude and validation of our efforts comes back in the form of a rainbow wave that ripples back through the city, through the country, the city, through the force field around our space, back into our healing space, into our heart. Coalesces at our heart at the sapphire drop there is a drop of healing warmth and moisture. That's the essence of the healing mother, her own sort of chemistry and energy of blissful openness. You know, knowing that this is just a simulation, that we are just starting out, we just have drops of this chemistry where she's fully made of it. We ask for her to guide us, to protect us, to inspire us, until we ourselves are healing mothers for ourselves and others. And she, thrilled to be asked, melts into a drop of rainbow light at her heart. And that essence of her being glowing with the five intuitions comes to our crown and slips into our crown, throat and heart, through all the centers there, and sort of makes us taste within the deep essence of her healing way of being. And sort of we, to sort of help seal that in, we say the affirmations. May we all be safe, well, and free. May we all be safe, well, and free. May we all be safe, well, and free. And you can say that for yourself. May I be safe, well, and free, or for others that you care for. May my loved one be safe, well, and free. And as you say that, imagine the affirmation ringing your heart disk in diamond white light and sending out a pure white light tinged with rainbow energy, sort of beaming it in all directions into the world around you and rippling out in all your intentions, speech, and actions with sort of nectar and energy of healing and transformation, so that all living beings are sort of further confirmed in their growth toward mothering themselves and others. So the ends of the earth, all beings take on the form of the healing mother. And finally, in validation and affirmation of our efforts, that light and nectar that ripples to the ends of the earth ripples back to us, amplified many times by all the lights and nectars of all the beings, you know, on our planet. And that comes back in the form of a rainbow wave of milk-white nectar and the medicine of immortality and longevity, the healing nectar of openness and bliss. And that comes back into our space and back into our hearts. And as it comes back into our hearts, the world returns to its normal appearance. You know, the space around us remains the healing space of the mother. She is within us, and that drop comes back into our heart. And to seal it in, we take a deep phase breath. Okay, and so now we fully purge our lungs by breathing out fully. We deeply fill our abdomens with nice, relaxed, soothing, fresh air and energy. And we sort of hold our breath by nodding, tone our pelvic floor very gently with a subtle tone, and sort of gently massage the breath in our belly as if it were a balloon we could touch from both sides. And we mix the energy from our pelvis, the sort of life energy that's bubbling up, we mix it with the healing energy we breathed in at our heart. And we sort of try and refresh and feel that our whole body mind is like a vessel of pure healing energy and awareness. And before it's uncomfortable, we sort of unknot our head and relax our pelvis and let that breath out very gently and slowly through our nostrils. And we can do this deep phase breathing one or three or seven times, sealing in that energy and letting it sort of sink in. So let's do one more and take a nice deep breath and nod, tone the pelvic floor, and mix the healing energy from below with the healing energy from above until they meet at your heart. Feel that you hold that as you would a balloon within you, very gently massaging and letting it sink in to every fabric, every fiber of your being, so that you become a vessel of healing energy and awareness. And then before it's uncomfortable, unnod your head, relax your pelvic floor, let the energy out. Now for the third and final time, take a nice deep breath in. So hold that deep abdominal breath, nod, tone the pelvic floor, and mix the energies from the life energy from below and the breath energy from above at your heart. Hold very gently as you would massage a balloon. And then before it's uncomfortable, you try to reflect, I'm a vessel of healing energy and light, and sort of let it out. And as you do this, you find that you're more able to savor and feel a sort of kindling, igniting, a fanning of the flame of healing energy within your nervous system, within your being, and so that it fills you light and nectar. And sort of do commit whatever energy and awareness you have to your own benefit and the benefit of the world around you. You can imagine all of that, you know, savor and energy and awareness rippling out in your intentions and actions to the world around, helping living beings as they are. And then imagine that energy coming back to your heart, taking it into your innermost essence. And now not only the world around you, but the room around you returns to its normal appearance. Your body and your nervous system return to their normal appearance. At your heart, there's the healing essence of the healing mother. So commit whatever insight or energy you've developed in the course of this meditation to your becoming the healing mother over time, embodying your potential to parent yourself and parent others, to free your mind and mobilize your skill and care for the benefit of the world around you. And to set an intention that if you feel triggered by the world, by your interactions and either difficult or overstimulating, you know, do sort of come back into the healing space, the force field and presence of the healing mother, and try to purge your mind-body process of the energy of stress and trauma and purify it into the elixirs, the nectars of healing and the intuitions of healing. You can, through this practice, gradually really transform your system and, also practice that the vase breathing as a way of gradually tapping into your bliss nervous system to give you the energy you need to really sustain and embody this new way of being.